This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The United States set a new one-day record for COVID-19 infections Thursday. More than 64,000 cases were reported across the U.S. as Americans are being told to take new precautions. AP Sagar Magani has more.
The president insists the invisible enemy will be defeated.
That we're well on our way.
But from coast to coast, officials are reporting grim records of new cases. On Fox News Channel's Hannity, the president repeated an old line.
The more you test, the more cases you find.
It's not just new cases, though. Texas and Florida set new single-day death records. Arizona continues reporting record highs for hospitalizations.
See increases across the board.
Governor Doug Ducey's among state leaders pulling back on reopening, ordering indoor restaurants to operate at half capacity. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More than 133,000 Americans have died from the virus. An advance team from the World Health Organization is on its way to China to organize an investigation into the origins of the coronavirus. The virus is believed to have emerged in a wholesale market in the central Chinese city of Wuhan late last year after jumping the species barrier from the animal kingdom to infect humans. Hong Kong's Education Bureau on Friday announced the suspension of all schools beginning Monday after a sharp rise in locally transmitted coronavirus cases fueled fears of renewed community spread. Schools in the Asian financial hub have been mostly shut since January. The World Bank has approved $200 million in aid to help Afghanistan tackle economic losses from the coronavirus pandemic, as confirmed cases top more than 34,000 in the conflict zone. For more on the coronavirus, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. The traditional British summer getaway to the Mediterranean Sea is set to pick up steam as Britain's quarantine restrictions are removed from dozens of countries. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Now anyone arriving back in England from around 75 countries and territories won't have to self-isolate for 14 days. But with many flights still cancelled, holiday resorts are still working on ensuring that they are COVID safe, and many potential holidaymakers reluctant to make a trip abroad in light of the pandemic. The aviation and travel industries are hoping that the new rules will help them salvage part of the summer holiday booking season that's been so battered by the restrictions imposed during the pandemic. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Philippine lawmakers rejected the renewal of a 25-year license for the country's top broadcaster on Friday. The move is outraging activists who see it as an attack on press freedom. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the UNESCO World Heritage Sites Hagia Sophia will be handed over to Turkey's Religious Affairs Directorate and reopen for Muslim worshiping. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
A Turkish court has ruled that Istanbul's famous Hagia Sophia can be converted from a museum back into a mosque once again, overruling the 1934 decree that turned it into a museum in the first place. The Council of State, Turkey's top administrative court, ruled that the original decree was unlawful. Turkey's current president, Tayyip Erdogan, says the sacred site should revert to being a place of Muslim worship, but the ruling is likely to bring global condemnation.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. China says it will impose tit-for-tat measures after the United States slapped sanctions on Chinese officials for their involvement in a crackdown on Muslim minorities. The latest Chinese response followed a U.S. announcement Thursday of visa bans and an asset freeze on three Chinese officials. The Netherlands says it will take Russia to the European Court of Human Rights for its role in bringing down Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 over Ukraine in 2014. Both the Netherlands and Australia have said they hold Russia responsible for shooting down the plane. Russia has denied involvement. A top suspect in India, a suspect in dozens of crimes, including the killings of eight police officers last week, Vikas Dubey, was fatally shot by police on Friday after allegedly trying to flee custody. Questions are being raised about the police's version of events. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.